It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado should get its first shipment of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine next week. To prepare, the state did a test distribution run Tuesday. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
The day began at Denver International Airport and ended at the Vail Valley Medical Center, one of eight regional hubs the state has designated to receive the vaccine. A courier drove the mock vaccine to the hospital, then it was stored in an ultra-cold freezer. Mickey Trost is with the state's Emergency Operations Center. She says the idea is to go through every step in the process.
To find any areas of improvement before we are moving real items or in the middle of a real incident. So we definitely want to see if there's any areas of efficiencies, make sure the system and the plan that is in place works.
Next week, the state's frontline healthcare workers are expected to begin getting their first dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill co-sponsored by Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse that extends whistleblower protections is headed to the president's desk. The measure would prevent retaliation against private sector employees who report criminal antitrust violations to the federal government. Neguse says the bill protects those employees who do the right thing. It's based on a 2011 recommendation from a Government Accountability Office report and passed the Senate last year. Representative-elect Lauren Boebert has completed the concealed carry permit process in Washington, D.C., so she can bring her gun with her around the city. But there are rules against carrying weapons while on the floor of the U.S. House. Boebert tells Colorado Matters that she plans to push those boundaries.
There are some fun ways to get around carrying in the Capitol, and there's transportation rules on how you can carry in various areas. In my office, I can open carry and have my firearm however I want. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of push for an amendment to the rules to allow members to carry on the House floor.
Before winning election to represent Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, Boebert ran a restaurant famous for its armed waitstaff. President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for Secretary of Agriculture, a position that Vilsack had during all 8 years of the Obama administration. Vilsack currently works at Colorado State University.